You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
What's up, everyone? I'm Chris Voss.
Yo, this is Grant Cardone.
What's up, guys? This is Ezra Firestone, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle, the podcast.
So we just finished one episode. Mm-hmm. That was cool. How long did that go for? Like an hour?
I honestly have no idea.
Talked about a few things on that one.
Like a casino in here. There's no windows.
So. Yeah, right? Could be any time.
Yeah, literally.
a casino, for lack of better
location. No clocks. There's no windows. There's like, just stay.
Yeah. Looks like a strip club.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of last episode.
Speaking of strip clubs.
Speaking of strip clubs. Nah. Last episode was cool. We talked about like a 8-week absence we had here on the podcast and why. Talked about some crazy growth we're having. Talked about life, talked about friends, talked about a lot of cool things that people should be aware of so they can be their best self. And it was only right that we talked about this book, okay? Not only because we both know this person or gotten to know this person, but because he thinks a lot like we do. Mm-hmm. And we just recently did a project with him. So you recently flew to LA with me and the rest of the Contrast Magazine team to do a cover with Russ.
Yes.
All right. Russ is a
goat.
Russ is a badass. Russ, I like the way he thinks. I like the way he works. I like his music. Very famous rapper. Not mainstream yet, but he's killing it worldwide. A lot more people should know about him.
Man, you know, it's funny. I'd say he is mainstream now because he has been on radio.
But I'm saying
TikTok hits.
You're right. I guess I want him to be in the conversation with the big guys. And I feel like he's not yet.
Because he's not record label mainstream. And that's that. We can get into it as we talk about it, because that's something he's brought up a lot. But let's just say that he's mainstream for his audience. Mm-hmm. That man's doing mainstream numbers. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
irony. Not only in streaming, but in how much money he's raking in for himself.
I'm saying he's actually doing better money-wise than mainstream artists. It's all an illusion, but go ahead. Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, so guys, Russ, we found out about Russ through his music.
Yeah.
And we had the blessing of being able to feature him on Contrast Magazine. We did a cover and I interviewed him as well.
Yeah.
We have that interview on the internet. You could check it out. But, you know, before the interview, I read his book. And I, you know, one of the things I've been wanting to do here on the podcast for a while is, you know, share a lot of the resources that I learned from and talk about them. You know, we have a lot of interviews here where we talk to great people. But I feel there's other ways of being able to communicate certain messages, books being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is called It's All in Your Head. Get Out of Your Way. How do you feel about that title?
I love that title. It's like,
what does it make you think? Feel?
It's the most straightforward way of understanding what is actually the problem. It goes back to even what we just talked about in the last episode.
Right.
Of how your state of being is going to determine where it is that you're able to go. That inevitable occurrence that happens when you actually put your thought with actions.
Right.
Because you are going to be the only thing that can stop you from achieving what you want.
So check this out. First of all, the graphic design work is incredible. You guys can check it out. We'll probably put it on screen so you can check it out. First page, this is not the first thing, but what I do is when I read these books, I read the whole thing front to back and I highlight the most important parts to me that are to me in that moment. Maybe later on I read it again and grab another piece of wisdom, and then I write these into Google Docs and I either turn them into tasks for me to do something, or I store them for me to be able to read them occasionally and remind myself of the way of thinking that I like.
Yeah.
Right? He says, you can't touch music. It's a feeling. Music is the soul, stripped away from the body in audio format. When you record music, you transcend your body. Mm. I like that.
I love that.
But then, page 9, he goes on to say, there are 3 essential qualities required for turning your real life into your dream life. Delusion, persistence, and gratitude. Delusion will give you faith when there is absolutely nothing in your present life that indicates you should believe. Hmm. Right?
Yeah.
He's young too.
Yeah, bro.
How old is Russ? Like 28, 29?
Yeah, like our age. He's like us. Like,
to be writing a book like this, a rapper, modern day rapper. Not that rappers can't write a book, but you know they usually focus maybe on other things. Rick Ross wrote a book,
right?
Successful, right? DJ Khaled, not a rapper, but he's in the industry,
right?
I think it's important that they take the time to teach.
Of course,
because a lot of rappers are flexing cars and planes and chicks and champagne on titties and shit.
Right.
When this is that real shit.
Yeah.
Make these young men and women think about what their life is.
Exactly.
Right. He was voted most likely to make a teacher retire.
Oh, my God.
So he says, where you see failure, I see stepping stones. To win, you need to get out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
Stepping stones. Don't fall into a negative cycle of my life sucks. Everything is going wrong, so I might as well quit. We talked about that on the last episode.
Self-deprecating thoughts. You can't do that. Like, you have to be your first supporter before anyone else.
Yeah. Your first hater, too.
Well,
you got to be, to an extent, you got to be a hater so you know that you're doing certain things wrong. Not that you're going to hate on yourself forever, but you got to be able to be play devil's advocate and be like, you know what? Maybe I'm being a little bit too crazy.
Right. You have to be able to check yourself. I think the idea of a hater is one thing because it's that self-deprecating thing,
right?
So I'd say like it would just be something along the lines of like be your devil's advocate.
Yeah.
So that you can say, well, hold on now. Am I actually wanting this, or is this something I'm being led by because of my ego and to fulfill something that is worthless?
The secret is being able to write out the time between when you're the only one who believes that what you said in your head is actually going to come to fruition and the moment when it actually does. We talked about that too.
Literally, build your fort, build your castle, because by the time it's built, they're going to say, you're lucky. I always thought you could. Doesn't matter. You accept the compliments, but that it's it right there. Right. Like, it's only it until it happens. And when it happens, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, it's like it was nothing.
He says, I'm successful because I am confident, not the other way around.
I see. I love that. Well, because you have the balls to actually go forward and do something knowing when you don't have it before you. There's no guarantee. You got to be.
Yeah. Well, and some people only feel like they're successful when they have something.
Well, true.
Right? So true.
Only confident when they feel like they've actually accomplished.
Exactly. Yeah. So only when I get here and I have this, now I'm confident. Now, okay. Now I could play in this league. Now I'm in the room. Now I could be considered.
Yep.
Right? When you could just be confident the whole time.
Yeah. And your confidence will evolve. Because first it's blind confidence, uninformed confidence. Then you pass that valley of despair we talked about from the last podcast interview.
Valley of despair.
Yeah. And once you pass the valley of despair, then it's that informed confidence or, you know, like action, right? Because now you know what the deal is and you're confident in your ability to do exactly what you know you have to do to get there. And then that's when you're on like poppy status. That's like Godfather now, like, no, don't worry about it. We already know how it's going to go down. I got this. As opposed to like, I'm going to do it. I know I will, no matter what. You need that blind confidence at first.
Yeah.
But then you grow from that and you're like, okay, now I'm still strong.
It's cool
to
see people like that, though. Yeah. Like I talk to a lot of startups at the agency and a lot of them have a great idea. Maybe they're not ready, like business-wise, structure-wise, but they have, and it's great to see that hunger.
Yeah.
It reminds you of that a version of yourself that was hungry trying to do something before. I'm still that hungry for many new things.
For sure.
Right?
Oh my God, yeah.
Manifesting isn't simply thinking that something is going to happen. It's encompassing that reality with your entire being.
Exactly.
It's like
this book is literally
what our the hell, man, right? I swear this wasn't even planned. It's crazy that
it's ironic, actually,
because this is a whole other human being that's living a whole other reality. He's touring the world, right?
Yeah.
He's doing concerts all over the world. He's smashing numbers.
Yeah.
He just had J Balvin on his last video.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He thinks this way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it's that thing of resonating into your reality, man. And that, I mean, you can go into law of attraction and all the other stuff, but it's like gamify life. Understand that when I live, act, breathe, think, and am whatever it is I'm trying to become, inevitably a thing will happen within what you're trying to make out of yourself.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
So check this out. This is funny. Last episode, we were talking about my notebook.
Yeah.
Where I write all my shit. you know, and my dreams and my goals and whatever. Look what he says. Russ, I simply believed that my music was amazing and that I was already successful, though no one knew it yet. While I was waiting, I got this jumbo-sized notepad and a red Sharpie, and I scrawled out a bunch of signs and hung them around my room. I have a platinum debut album. I am the biggest artist in the world. I'm the most sought-out producer in the world.
Yeah, because he does both. Like, he's producing and...
Yeah, he produces his own shit. He's crazy.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing to know that at the level he's at, doing a lot of the things that we're talking about and that we currently do.
Yeah.
It just... Life, man. You could be a rock star. He's a rock star in music. You could be a rock star designer. You could be a rock star consultant. You could be a rock star trainer. You just got to do it.
Exactly. And the key thing here, too, is that he understood the importance of having to create these kinds of visual reminders and cues. And I think that's another thing that we also forget, right? We start and we're motivated today, right? Someone watches this interview and they get motivated and they're inspired. Like, you know what? I want that. I'm going to do that. But if you don't create ways for you to be in that state of mind on a regular basis...
Fall off. You forget.
Easily like fall off.
When you learn a new language and you stop talking, you're going to forget that language.
Exactly. You know,
that frequency.
Use it or lose it. And at that rate...
Do you use it?
Oh, baby. You have no idea how much I've been using this stuff now. I'm an addict.
He says, when you set your achievement in the future, you're already putting it off. The future never comes. It will always remain... in the future, and you will always remain chasing it and waiting for it.
Exactly what we were talking about with writing a letter to yourself,
right?
Pretending it's the future, thanking yourself for the supposed past, which is technically your current future, and already being grateful for it. So, more of this, by the way, just to be clear, to make sure that that's clarified and understood, put yourself into that reality and then write and speak. And act as though that is already the case. Not I am going to be.
It already
one
happened.
Day. I hope. No. I am. It is. And better yet, you want to make it even more? Make it past. It already has. So it's not even like I am at this moment. No. I won an Oscar last year, but you're writing it as if it was next year. You get what I'm saying? So that just to bring that kind of clarity of like be firm with that.
You have to bounce from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Baby.
That's a hard one.
That is super hard.
And I've talked about that with him. Because I misspoke and said, you don't lose. I think I said you don't lose motivation or whatever. He's like, oh, hell yeah, I lose motivation sometimes. Yeah. It's hard when you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
50 times in one day sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes at work, sometimes at home, sometimes both of those at the same time. Then what?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Just fuck everything.
Nah, I mean, well, you know what's interesting? I think one thing that we have to learn as human beings is that we're emotional beings, which means that we're always going to reach these places. It's almost like you have to anticipate the fact that that's already going to happen, right? When you have your car, you know at one point you're going to need to change your oil. When you already know you're going to have to replace those tires at some point. So you're not confused by it. Like, what? I have to change my oil. What is this? Tires? What do you mean I have to change my tires? No, it's like understood, right? You know it's going to come.
Yeah.
So prepare for that, right? You pay for a warranty that takes care of those things, or you take things into account to be ready for those hard times. So when you get hit, don't just fall into self-deprecating behavior or patterns. Find something that's now either going to allow you to get past that storm comfortably, or find a way to now re-engage that energy into something that's more productive. Whichever one works better for you. Just don't lose yourself. That's the hardest part.
He asks... This is a good question for all of you listening to ask yourself and honestly try to get an answer to this question sooner rather than later, hopefully today while you're listening. He says, what fills you up with the most enthusiasm when you think about it? What fills you up?
You know, it's funny. What fills me up with the most enthusiasm is what I know is to come. So, like, I'm so motivated by my understanding of what it is that I am and am doing and am building. And then, it's like...
You're bracing for it. You're getting ready. And
like, going back to the building a castle, right? If you're building a castle and you know you're building a castle and you're just stepping back, even though it's not even halfway built, but you know the foundation's there, the plumbing's getting started, you're just looking at this thing like, bro, there's going to be a castle here one day, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just drives you because it's like, yo... start, because once you start, you already start to see this thing coming.
When you start to zoom out, and you start seeing all the progress.
Yeah, it's the most exciting part. It's like, it's in the works. It's literally happening in front of you.
He makes a good point here. He says, have you ever seen a confident person get offended by somebody else's confidence? No. If anything, it's like infectious, no?
Exactly.
They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He has shit together.
Yeah.
I thought I had my confidence on high. Look at this guy.
Right.
Look at this girl.
Cardi B is a perfect example of that. No, yeah, for she is, real.
She's super confident.
It's funny.
She's herself.
Yes.
She doesn't have to be anybody else.
No.
Wherever she's at. It's
no.
Just, you get Cardi.
She's exactly. It's always Cardi. And even though she's super mega star now, she'll still consider certain things. But like just to see that that's a person who has such influence because of her confidence.
Yeah.
It's the same deal. And with Russ is now doing and showing within himself. It's like, it's powerful.
It's really powerful. Let's see what else he got in here. He says, fear is the wall. Belief is what catapults you over the wall. Welcome to the other side.
Mm, that's beautiful.
Right? I really recommend you guys check this book out, because a lot of the times our role models tend to be people that are doing incredible things. And one of the surest ways of reaching success, in whatever way success is to you, is through repeating successful actions, right? So what do I get from this book? I learn from CEOs. I learn from authors. I've learned from FBI agents.
Oh, yeah. Chris Voss,
who's been on this book
and
on this podcast, and I've read his book. What is the common denominator? What are all of these people telling us? And it's the same thing. It is really the same exact thing told a million different ways. So reading this is important. Listening to a podcast is important. Reading an article is important. Sticking to a blog is important. Just consuming information. You know, I've consumed a lot of information over the last few months, and I've learned a whole ton. That's why I'm excited as hell to drop all these Hustle Inspires Hustle episodes that we got in the pipeline, because I want to share my journey with people. And I'm blessed enough to be able to work with people in really high ranks in across different industries. And I think it's a beautiful thing that we draw the common denominators of what has helped them become who they are, and being able just to put that out into the world for free, for people to be able to learn from.
Absolutely. We're literally all in this together. And we say that not in the sense of everyone's always going to give you a lifesaver or is going to, you know, throw you a hand, but we're all trying to figure this whole thing out. You know what I mean? Everyone's just trying to understand what is this thing that we call life. And the bottom line that it just seems to happen over and over and over again is that when you find something you commit to and you're persistent with that and you always put in something positive within your soul and you grow that, as you're saying, this common denominator, there's just a simple formula, right? And it goes back to the
repetition.
Right, exactly. Of those good things, mind you.
Right. So we've read a lot of good books.
Yeah.
We actually have an article on Hustle Inspires Hustle. By the way, if you haven't checked out hustleinspireshustle.com, please do. We have a ton of entrepreneurship resources, learning about organization, marketing, finances. We have wallpapers to keep you motivated. That way you could share them on your social media, or you could have them on your wall, like on your phone wallpaper. We have a ton of content, and the content's all based around people that want to better themselves, specifically in business, what it takes, some of the opinion leaders in those businesses sharing their thoughts. And we're here for you, okay? I'm here for you in either English when you're listening to this podcast. I'm here for you in Spanish.
Yeah.
If you follow me and you speak only Spanish, you could learn on that other podcast. Check out Forbes.com for a ton of my publications. I got a few publications coming out on Entrepreneur.com, Grit Daily News, Contrast Magazine. Just soak yourself with information. Try to do your absolute best. They are really, really good times ahead. We're living in incredible times. There's a lot of challenges in the world right now, but we're also, you know, very capable. We're very capable.
Absolutely. And I will say this, technology is the revolution that we needed to be able to make it through anything that we're going through. So no matter what's happening economically, no matter what's happening in the world, don't lose hope in your ability to create in what has not been created yet. Yeah. So like,
maybe this is your chance. Maybe during times of craziness and change and, you know, big pivots, maybe right there is your opportunity.
Correct.
And it's your time.
Correct.
No time to waste.
Yes.
Guys, follow Kevin, Insta Kevin on Instagram.
Oh, Kevin, K-E-V-E-N.
E-N, two E's.
E-N.
Yeah.
And it's pronounced Kevin, by the way. Some people are like, is it Kevin? Is it Kevin? No, no, no. Just Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
God, I shouldn't have never said that.
Yeah.
I know. It's got...
Hey, guys. Anyways, connect with us. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on YouTube. We are on all the social media platforms. We're very communicative. We like to answer questions. We like to connect with cool people. We're big collaborators.
Yeah.
Right? So reach out. It's been a great time talking to you guys today. It's been a great time having Kevin again. This is his third time on the podcast. Love the way he thinks. Love the way he expresses himself. So I definitely wanted him to, you know, give his perspective on some of Russ's words.
Totally.
And hopefully they make an impact in your life. We'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.